Well, yeah, it's been beautiful weather for January in Minnesota, yes. And busy as all get out.
And what happened to January? Because it's the end of January now.
It is.
It's crazy. Hamburg is coming up this weekend, right?
It is.
Which is awesome. It means the sun is on its way to coming back to our skies.
Yep. Calling in the energy.
Yes.
Calling out to those little seeds in the ground that are going to start feeling the change of energy and the idea of warm.
It's going to be awesome.
And then the groundhog. There's always the groundhog.
The groundhog, yeah. In Pennsylvania. And somehow he determines the course for the entire country.
Yeah. Well, yes. So what's been up, Steph?
Oh, just craziness. Just craziness, you know. We've just been searching for that medallion that was found last night at midnight in a park that we didn't even consider.
Mm.
So, but it was all over the place this year. Everybody was in every park in St. Paul and not that one, except for the people who found it. So, but well, I'm kind of glad it was found because I was kind of, you know, it's kind of like mentally, you know, tiring to noodle those clues all the time. Especially when you have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, then I'm glad they took the load off of you.
I know. We can relax now and just enjoy the rest of the winter carnival.
Exactly.
So this is good.
Are you going? You go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Saturday is the big finale, and they the Vulcans, you know, take over from King Boreas, and, you know, it's a mad dash for, really, it's kind of an Imbolc thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course it is.
Absolutely.
Disguise it all you want. Groundhog Day, disguise it all you want. It's all Imbolc.
It's all the same thing, yes. And once again, I will ask those Vulcans, how come there's no women in the organization? But, you know, maybe someday.
That's another show. Yeah.
So how about you?
Very busy. I think a lot of people, I've been packed with energy sessions, lots of energy sessions. I think people just need to clear out 2019, call in some new energy for 2020. It's been really, really good, but really busy, you know, with just wanting, you know, that clear energy for the new year. And, you know, the holidays can be hard for people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just kind of resetting your energy after the holidays. And so it's been good, but busy, busy start to the year.
Yeah.
So, but no,
been a crazy start to the year.
Yeah. No problems. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
For sure. So we'd like to introduce Horace, and he was just on our show a couple months ago, I'm thinking, right, Horace?
Yep, a couple months ago.
Yeah, but not in person, so this is fun.
This is awesome.
This is really fun.
Have a studio audience here. We're going to try some experiments and either fail absolutely, positively, miserably, or we're going to have a little bit of success.
Yeah, it'll be successful.
Just for doing it, we're successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just being here is a success, so we already win.
We already win.
Yes. So tell us, for those who didn't listen to you in October, let's just do a brief, what do you do? And you are the co-founder of the Giveaway Lodge, which is an awesome place here in Minnesota. So tell us just a little bit, shortness, about both of those.
Snippets about both.
Yeah.
Well, for everybody that listened last time, a brief summary is that in 2001, I went in to have a simple surgery, a laminectomy, and the doctors accidentally cut the sleeve to my spinal cord. And it ended up where I was in the hospital for over a third of a year with multiple complications. And the end result 7 years later was I was temporarily blind and had a colostomy bag and 24-hour care, and was told that I wouldn't be walking again, let alone I had two diseases that I was diagnosed with. One was RSD, original sympathetic dystrophy, which is a pain syndrome throughout my entire body. And the other one was arachnoiditis, which, if you know anything about the myofascia tissue, mine compressed to 2,000 pounds per square inch. And I was told that that's the way it would be for the rest of my life. And I assure you, I am looking at some really beautiful people in the room. I walked in. I'm not on 24 prescription drugs anymore. And I try to share my story and what I learned as a young man with different elders around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Giveaway Lodge is a retreat center in Forest Lake where we have people come and stay sometimes, or they just come to a fire. And they build community. and they asked different elders from multiple cultures about how they see life is, what is their philosophy or theosophy, and it gives us a chance to commune in a way that's really profound.
Yes, awesome. So, what would you like to do here tonight? Let's, because we're all here and we're all ready and we're all anxious to do this kind of stuff. So, let's. What are you thinking?
What I'd like to try, and again, it's a try, is to work with some of the people that are here tonight, and then to have Heidi and you just kind of narrate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And give them an opportunity to experience the energy that runs through their body. For some people, it may be something they're very familiar with. For others, they may have read about it or heard about it on the internet. And then, of course, there are the naysayers that are really shocked if and when it does happen. So we've got a couple of people in the audience, and I'd like to just give it a try.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's begin.
All right. Go ahead.
Would you like to take that microphone off so you can walk around? There you go. Perfect.
All right. So I'm going to walk around here and just kind of describe a little bit what I'm doing. So if you want to stand up. And if you want to continue, I'm just going to put this down so I can start working with this particular.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to narrate. And we have one of our in-studio guests, Cindy, is standing in front of Horace. Mm-hmm. He has her standing, feet together, arms at her side.
Mm-hmm.
And she has someone standing behind her.
To catch her.
To catch her, right, in case mm-hmm. she falls.
Mm-hmm. Because it happens.
He's got his hands on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And now in the lower back. So he's doing some energy work with her. Maybe some centering.
Because there's so much, what happens is there's so much energy involved that you get dizzy and then sometimes you fall. So there's someone to catch her if that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
so much energy happening. She's swaying back and forth. Almost like a top kind of in circles.
Yeah, he's moving her in circles, like she's mm-hmm. got her feet on the ground, and her whole upper body is swaying in circles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she, you know, Horace is saying that she's pretty nervous.
Yep. Tensed. Okay. Yep.
So, laying her down on the ground.
She is now on the ground.
So she's on the ground.
The horse is with her.
Moving some chairs around here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the lights down a little bit so it's a little bit darker in here. So.
So we've got the lights are down a little bit. Horace is working with her energy field.
Mm-hmm.
He's down at her feet now. And he said,
she's aware.
She's aware and in control.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. We're going to ask her higher consciousness. If her body is willing to work with us. So that's where we're at right now. Let's see if I can get his microphone. Give me his microphone and I'll hold it over there. All right, we're going to hold the microphone up for Horace. Do you want to hold it for him, Seth?
Okay, so what we're going to do is to help her get into a deeper state, almost like a self-trance. We're asking her if her higher consciousness or her spirit is willing to work with this energy. It's very important that we do that. And the way that we do that is to ask that she do it in a nonverbal way So she'll move one of her fingers or she'll move one of her hands, and she's done that. So now we've actually created permission with her higher consciousness or her energy field to go even deeper. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask her to just simply imagine that there's light that's coming through the top of her head, maybe through her forehead. And if you want to do this if you're at home, you can lay down and do the same thing. Ask yourself if your higher consciousness is willing to take you through this. And if you get a yes, one of your limbs will move or one of your fingertips will move. So just allow that light to come through, whatever color that is, either through your forehead or the top of your crown, down through your throat. And we're going to bring that energy down through the shoulders and the arms and out the fingertips. Invite it to come down the spinal cord, through the vital organs, sexual organs, down the hips, the calves, and out the feet. And allow yourself to turn that tap on. So it's just like a water. Just like a water faucet or a waterfall. And you can increase that. Close, and now our eyes are starting to just move a little bit more. And allow that light to come back through your eyes. And for some of you, you might even feel that your eyes start to shift back and forth. And tell yourself it's okay. You're in total control. Allow yourself to go even deeper and come to a relaxed state. Now, when you feel the energy coming through your hands, all the way out your arms and through your hands, imagine that there's little points at the top of your fingertips and your thumb, and open it up just like you would a faucet. Allow that energy to come through the top of your head, all the way down your body and out your fingertips, down your legs and out your toes.
Okay, so now he's standing up and he's moving back over to Cindy's head. He's got her hands, his hands around the back of her head. And we've had some folks in the chat room saying that it sounds like hypnosis or hypnotism, and I think he'd said before. Says it's a self-trance. And they said it's like a self-trance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not necessarily hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not hypnosis, but a self-trance.
So we've got everybody's kind of clearing some space in the room.
Do one more person.
We have one more person standing up and a person behind him to support him in the energy work so that he's not, if he falls backwards, he doesn't get hurt.
So he'll be supported.
And he's got his hands on the forehead and on the chest, and it's pushing. And now he fell to the floor. Supported. He didn't just fall. Yeah. He was guided to the floor.
Yeah.
And now Horace is standing with his hands under his head.
Mm-hmm. Working with his chin. Same thing you did with Cindy.
And Karen in the chat room is saying, guided meditation is hypnosis. Got it. And they do. He's saying that in the school session, they do 35 people do this all at once in a classroom session. And with some of them never experiencing energy work before, they do this in a classroom session and have success.
Hey.
And he's working now with Cindy again. Mm-hmm. He's got his hand on her abdomen and a hand on her forehead. Asking her to have a different color move through her body. And Greg, is it?
Mm-hmm.
There was no hypnotic state. He just went down.
Mm-hmm.
And
so to experience another color, and does that have to do with chakras?
And then he's looking for another volunteer.
Come on, Anita. You can do it.
He's asking her to sit down. This is Anita. If she'd like to sit and do this. If we are... Yes. If he does this with us, Stephanie, we won't have a show.
We won't have a show. Somebody will have to take over. I know, I'll be on the floor.
And now he's got his hands on Anita's heart. Mm-hmm. And... Yep. Back. Just kind of, I think, tuning into her energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he's having her
asking about what age she's thinking about. What age? She said five.
Yes. Okay. I've got headphones on, so I can't hear.
That's okay.
So now he's working with Anita on memories from that age. What comes up for her at that age?
She's talking about playing on the farm. Good childhood memories.
So Karin is saying even just watching this, we could be going into a trance.
Right.
Is that correct?
Well, no. Somebody might have to take over.
No. And Dave in studio is saying no. And Karin, you can't hear him because he is not.
He's got his
hands to hold a microphone. Mm-hmm. So we're
just kind of repeating what they're saying.
Unless you want to.
I could go over there.
Or Dave could hold it.
Do you want to hold the microphone over there? That would be cool.
I don't know how far it'll reach. It may not reach the whole way. Mm-hmm. If you want to hold this over with Horace, yes, you can get over.
Okay, we're going to try it.
It's not the longest cord in the world. I should get a longer cord.
So once again, this is not I mean, if you think about trance states and hypnosis, everything's a trance state. Even branding on the product is a trance state. The televisions are a trance state. The clothes that you wear is a trance state. So, but this is about really going in internally and discovering what it's like to feel the energy within your body. And to do that over the airways without any visual guidance, well, it's necessary to put a lot more words in it than it's been really helps, you know, people get to the where they're at. But coming in and actually experiencing it, people experience this at 2-year colleges without any kind of guidance whatsoever. And we have students actually touch other students and create this energy for us. So, if that helps.
So now he's working with Cindy again. Put the microphone down so we'll just ask her to breathe. And asking her to breathe through her belly. He's asking her to breathe through her nose, her mouth, her heart, and her belly.
Mm-hmm.
And just totally relax with that energy.
Anita, who is sitting down.
We need to start finding ways to create an intelligence that our bodies are energetic. And one way that we do that in this school is we have people sit down and imagine that they're going to stand up. And then as they stand up, imagine that they're sitting down. and we're flossing that energy back and forth. So you have a consciousness that you do have an energetic field and you do have a physical body. And it's stuff that people can practice at home. And once you start to do that, you start to realize there is something there within the human consciousness. We go back to Craig and just allow him to go a little bit deeper into his body.
All right, so now he's going back to Craig, yeah. And he's working with Craig.
Doesn't that long?
He's got his hand on his chest, mm-hmm. and his head. Now, Craig went down like immediately. I mean, he barely did anything, and he just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
And now he's going back over to Anita. His hand on her upper chest, over by her, the base of her throat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking for another age.
Mm-hmm.
So there is cellular memory. There is a memory within every tissue of the body. And it remains sometimes.
Kind of, Karen.
So people that have had organ transplants say, oh, I feel like I have these cravings, or I have this knowledge and this understanding, and I don't know where it comes from. And it's because of our consciousness actually embodies the cells of who we are. So 5, 8, and 12 are significant times.
So 5, 8, and 12, mm-hmm. are the ages that Anita came up with.
So mm-hmm. when you were 5, what was your world perspective? What did you make up about what the world was like? And 5, and I believe the world was like what? Okay, so the entire world is like the font, right? And then when you were 8,
we're trying to get
what did you make up about your world perspective?
So you can hear him directly.
Did you still like the font, or did something change?
So she's talking about the Air Force. She was 8. Yep, when she was 8, something coming up with that.
Yeah, so her world is expanding beyond the farm a little bit.
Okay. And then when you're 12, what's your world like?
I was asking about when she's 12 and what her world like is like there.
Body.
Oh. What? I know, yeah, that's so rated.
No. To surprise you.
Oh.
In that you're experiencing, did you realize that this is information? You have an entire encyclopedia within you, and just by allowing yourself to discover it, not having anybody else tell you what it means, you're discovering things about yourself. Located in the body. Now, what happened is that I'm actually putting my thumb on the left arm, right? And so the left side is about the feminine nature.
So he's got his...
And the right side is about the masculine nature sometimes, right?
Ooh, they're saying they can't hear him.
Okay. Well, we'll just repeat. Yeah.
So we'll just have to keep...
Yeah. We'll just
narrating
dialogue. Yep.
Good.
So he said that he's allowing people to tap into their own mm-hmm. energy consciousness that's stored in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I think is how he said
what has happened at those ages.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And now he's working with Cindy again.
Energy body to float up above you and lift it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're laying on the floor and you can feel the energy kind of coursing through the physical body, if you choose, allow that energetic body to float up about 18 inches above your physical body, feel yourself turn in the air, and look down on your physical body. And for those people that can do that, what's that like? What's that like to actually feel that? And what else can you do? What else can you experiment with? Keeping a very safe energetic boundary within your you know, yourself and your body. And what can you do with that energy? Mm-hmm. And we're going to start to bring some of these people back.
Okay.
So go ahead and wiggle your fingers. And wiggle your toes and just slowly sit up, but don't get up, just sit up.
So just having her sit up, okay. Having her come back energetically. Now he's going over to Craig. Put his hand on his chest and asking him to wiggle his fingers. Deep breath. He's helping him sit up, but don't get up.
Don't get up. He's getting him across the floor.
Now they're going to go sit back to back.
Back to back.
The two that have done energy work here.
We need to take two. So when we come back, so maybe everyone can think about what they've heard here tonight, and you know we're going to get this going here. So we will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock, The Dark Sun Rising, on the Para-X Radio Network.
I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger.
What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Like what?
Like a gunshot.
But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder?
I'm sorry about our argument the other day. I'd like to make it up to you. In your office. I've been such a bad girl. I need you to correct me.
Okay, I'll unlock the door.
Hello, Ben! How are you?
You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network, and we have had some interesting activity here in the beginning of the show that I think we're going to follow up with everybody now and see how it went. We have Horse here with us who was doing some energy work with three people here in the studio, and we apologize that we were trying to track him with a microphone, and it was just, there was so much movement around that it was hard to sometimes keep up with him and have you guys hear what he was saying.
Yeah.
So at some point we would try to narrate as well, but it was, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it went for the people that had the work done. You know, I think we'll tune in with them and see what they have to say. We've got two people still on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, they're getting up.
They're up.
They're getting up.
We're making it. And so we'll I think we should find out how it felt. So guess what? You went from a guest to a now you're on the show.
Yes.
Welcome. So
surprise.
Cindy is with us here.
Hi.
And she is, you had some energy work done.
Yes.
So, if you could get a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
And share what your experience was.
Yeah.
Well, it was very relaxing, that's for sure. A little scary at first when they lay you down, but I could definitely feel the energy coming through. I wouldn't say that I could get it all the way to my feet in some at some point, but definitely like through my upper body and out through my hands. So like the visualizations, I could really feel it in my hands. So that felt really neat. The at the end, with the, you know, asking to come up out, I can get out, but I couldn't turn over.
So, oh, so you came out, so you kind of levitated, but you just couldn't turn around and look at yourself.
So, yeah. So that was kind of cool too.
Oh yeah.
So
how did that feel?
Awesome. But yeah, I can do that like in some of the other work I've done, like with Heidi and that. So yeah, the getting out is pretty easy for me. It's the controlling it after that's a problem. But yeah. So no, it was really awesome. I think you're right though when you were saying I might feel more later, you know, think more about it later. But because some of that's very familiar for me with some of the energy coming in and that. So
right.
That's the other part too, because I started getting really interested in what you were saying to Anita, so then I would get distracted.
Exactly.
That part, yeah, with my concentration.
So much going on. Exactly. Okay.
But yeah, you can definitely feel it.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Cool. Next.
Next.
Contestant number two is coming up to the microphone. Get nice and close to the microphone, please, so we can hear you.
So what was your experience?
Well, I've done that before, and probably within 5 seconds or so, I could feel myself getting ready to
You went down right away, instantaneously. Right.
And
is that because you, like you said, you've done it before, so you knew what to expect, or was it just familiar energy to you, or why
that's
was
just,
it?
That's how it's happened to me before. And,
So
when it's laying down, same thing, I could kind of hear what was going on with the other people, but it was extremely relaxing, and energy-wise, third eye was really popping really hard, and then I was trying to control the energy. Excuse me, throw my head down to my toes, and so a lot of energy through my feet, which that's pretty normal for me. And then when we went back to back, which we did at the end, I like that was pretty cool. When we did that, I could feel the energy in my head quite a bit. So I don't know if I was pulling that from the other person. But,
awesome.
Very relaxing. Yeah.
So were you able to float above your body too?
Yes.
Could you turn over and look at your body?
Yes.
You did. So you controlled it.
But I've practiced that.
But you've practiced that. So that's cool. And how does that feel? Can you just describe it in words, what it feels like to be flying around?
Looking at yourself about looking at a mirror is interesting. I don't know what other word to describe it.
For sure. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for participating.
Yeah,
thank you. What you thought. Now we have contestant number three, Miss Anita. Behind door number three is Anita. Super fan Anita, I should
say. Super fan Anita.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Wow, this feels really crazy because usually I'm not doing this.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
So what did you experience?
So I was seated, right? Mm-hmm. And so thankfully I was seated because I'm not sure if I could get up off the floor after lying down. Mm-hmm. So I was seated, and I definitely felt very trance-like very quickly, which is, to be honest, quite unusual for me. I often feel like I fail at things like this because nothing happens, but I definitely felt very, very light very quickly. The weird thing for me was I felt like there was a pressure on my left side, like I was leaning, and I don't know what that was all about, but I definitely felt very light. And I don't know if I was supposed to try to meditate because I was sitting, but I mean, sorry, levitate. But I did think I'm going to try this, but I
did you?
No, my skin was in the way. Yeah, I got stuck. I got stuck in my skin. It was a problem. So dang, eh? So anyway, I failed. And then it was interesting to start a little debrief because I don't know if you were saying the 3 points, so. Just like the initial feeling of what age here, what age here, what age here. So 5, 8, and 12.
Yeah.
And And it's interesting because, yeah, I grew up on a farm. So at five, my whole world is the farm. And then at eight, I have, you know, my memory was the just all this airport. So what was explained is that, okay, this, you know, your world then at five, very small. And then at eight, mm-hmm. it expands. And then mm-hmm. at 12, which was the third thing, is kind of how you're living your life now, which...
You were naughty.
Sadly, my word was naughty. So I'm pretty devolved, I guess.
Sorry. Do you remember any incidents when you were 12 that would make you naughty?
No. I was not a nice daughter. Oh. I was naughty.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You?
Okay. Yeah.
So at 12, you were...
So bad. Yeah. Oh. So anyway, but it's kind of... Yeah, that's kind of interesting that I haven't evolved. So...
Yeah. Huh,
clearly. Why are we friends then? Actually, like attracts like, right?
Well,
so
yeah.
You naughty girls, you.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kind naughty. Of a child still too, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah. So that. And it was, yeah, that was very cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, great. Thank you all for participating.
Thank you. Yeah. Good job, everybody. Thanks awesome. For sharing.
So, cool. Horace, what are your thoughts about this bunch?
Oh, I can't wait to do this again.
Yeah.
You know, as far as an experiment goes, you know, you never know what you're gonna experience. And just by having people have the courage to come down here and try some things, we learned quite a bit about one another. And one of the things that I was explaining earlier is that, you know, we experience something in our life that's so profound and we immediately make a world perspective or a contract or an agreement of this is how the world is. And the way I explain that to the students is to say that, you know, when you're little, you may want ice cream and all the ice cream you want. So everything that's in the world is about ice cream. And then when you get to be a little older, you realize maybe you ate too much ice cream and you don't want ice cream anymore. And that rule, that contract, that agreement that you had with yourself changes from I want all the ice cream whenever I can have it to I never want ice cream again. Mm-hmm. So when she's talking about having somebody touch her, and an immediate memory comes up at 5 years old, that wasn't a trance state that was induced. That was something that was unaware for what was happening, and it made itself known for some significant reason. We don't know why, but it did. And then when she was touched again, it was 8 years old, and the memory was real clear. It was very vivid. Mm-hmm. So those times in her life, she made profound understandings and agreements with herself of what the world was like. And then when she was touched again, it was, you know, while I was a very naughty, you know, the word naughty comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And that can mean a lot of different things. So just in that experience alone tonight was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. And interesting to hear the different experiences that each person had. You know, each experience was totally different from each other, which is usually how energy work. Yes, it's never going to be a cookie cutter approach and a cookie cutter result. So it was interesting to see the three different different ways that all kind of worked out. So,
yeah.
Are you in a trance?
Cool. No, why?
You're in a trance.
I'm just thinking.
I'm looking over at you and you're just zoned out. Like, oh my God, get her out of her trance. You did something to Stephanie.
No, it's all good. No.
Come back.
Doing the breathing, I was like, over no, here, like, you know, it's just,
Stephanie,
you know what I mean?
Her.
I know, right? Oh my goodness. So when you have sacred listening, is this a part of it? So this is a part of what you do. I know this is what you have, that we've done at Sacred Fires, for mm-hmm. example.
Yeah, this is exactly what we do. And we also talk about what's being said in between the words. And so we'll look at someone's verbal language and then we'll try to understand what's not being said. And most of the time when there's congruency between body language and what's being said, that energy is completely different than nonverbal body language that is in conflict with what is being said. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. And each time we go deeper and deeper into people sharing, the energy and the intimacy shifts in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and you've been out there. You've experienced it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's important. I mean, if anything happens tonight, my prayer, my want, my wish would be that it inspires people to have circles of their own in their own environments. And to bring four or five people into your living room and to feel what it's like. Like, can I sense energy with someone standing behind me? And what is it like to have somebody put their hands an inch away from my shoulders? And what's it like for someone that I know or I don't know just to touch me and in a non-sexual, non-intimate way, but to share that human connection?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's very cool.
How do you think it went?
I think it went fabulously well. Really, I do. Heidi?
Yeah, I know you're disappointed, though, because you wanted to levitate.
I did want to levitate, but you know what?
I know we talked about that earlier.
I do
earlier,
have to co-host the show, to too, you know what I'm ceiling. Saying?
Yeah.
We'll do that in June.
We'll do that in June. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, no. So I think it went really good.
It was interesting.
Yeah. How about you guys? Everybody here. No, not everybody here was on the floor. So
we're just watching it.
There's
two that weren't
yes.
receiving.
Right.
And watching.
We're just watching.
Kind of interesting.
Kind of taking nods. A bunch of pictures. It'll be interesting to see the pictures.
Nods. And did you take video?
And there was video being.
So we have video too.
Oh, yeah, you'll be posting that?
Maybe we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. So we'll do that. We'll tag you, of course. So
awesome.
You can, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know Karen in the chat room is saying that it was hard because they couldn't hear you mm-hmm. very well. So it was mm-hmm. hard to translate that as a listener.
Yeah.
Not be able to see it. But, you know, you'll be able to watch the video. You can go to our Facebook page and check it out, too.
For
we'll
sure.
have the video there. So.
We thought about, you know, of course, when we originally talked about the show, I said that we had tried doing Facebook Live before, but then people tune into Facebook and not the radio station.
Right. Well, this is how we'll have to do it. We'll just play it later.
Yes. So we'll put the video up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we do this again, we'll just have to get a longer mic and then someone just
yep.
follows you like right
we
up
need
next
to get,
to
we
mouth.
Need to get, we need to get Horace a headset.
Yeah, we can get a headset and maybe, you know, bring 20 to 70 people in a room.
Sure.
Goodness. Well, it won't be here.
Yeah, have to be somewhere else for sure.
Or nobody will be falling over because we're packed in like sausages
here.
So we're not going to. Sure. We're going to just be, you know, piled up against each other. So many people.
Horace, what was your experience? What did you think about all this?
You know, it really brings hope to my heart to see stuff like this. And let's face it, you've got to experiment in order to create something new. And we're trying to create something new. Mm-hmm. And feedback from all the listeners are going to be very important because that's how we're going to be able to adjust, and that's how we help each other. So I had no expectations. Mm-hmm. I got to meet wonderful people. We got to play a little bit and learn in that. And, you know, when you think about it, we have a room full of people that some of the individuals here knew each other, some of them didn't. But we were able to explore and build a community and really share something that we had no expectations. And to me, that's pretty profound. And then to actually have someone give you permission to say, it's okay, and I welcome, you know, a light touch on my body to connect. That's a hell of a lot better than watching cable TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no. Oh, I think, Heidi, what do you think?
Well, I love this kind of stuff. I mean, this mm-hmm. is work that is similar to what I do in some of my gatherings as well. And so I appreciate mm-hmm. what you say about, you know, getting people together and connecting in just a really honest way with each other and just being totally open and saying, I am willing to receive you. I'm willing to be present. I'm willing to give if that's what you would like, you know, and just being really open with each other. And so I appreciate that, you know, anytime a group can come together and just be really open and honest with each other. And that, you know, it makes my heart smile because we just don't have enough of that in this world.
Well, we don't. And I think it takes trust too, right? Mm-hmm. So it's cool that everybody in here was trusting enough and felt good enough about this.
Yeah.
To lay down on the floor and let us to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know that there's probably a lot of people listening that, you know, they've heard about this kind of thing, but they would never do it. And,
yeah.
you know, I encourage you if, you know, you don't have a place that you feel comfortable doing this, keep looking because mm-hmm. there's somewhere out there that you might feel comfortable to at least try something like this or go into a group
or a community that it may not be something you're comfortable with in the beginning, but you might go a couple of times and start to feel like, hey, maybe this is a safe space or whatever, mm-hmm. and or find another place and, you know, try that. And mm-hmm. because I just think that there's so much good that can come from people coming together and connecting. Absolutely. And just opening up their energy and allowing themselves to be a little bit vulnerable, mm-hmm. which can really shift how a person can heal and love and all of those things. So,
yes.
Yeah. Right, Tim? Yeah. I hate to pick on you, but this was not your cup of tea, right? When we met, especially, 12 years ago. This was not Tim's cup of tea. And so, you know, you had done the same thing. You kind of looked at a bunch of different groups looking for something, but you didn't know what you were looking for. And then you finally found something that was comfortable. And that was really where you can then start to open up and shift your healing journey, right? And so it is. It's one of those things that I encourage anybody that, you know, thinks that this is weird or odd or not sure if they're open for it, to just, you know, keep looking and find a community that you feel comfortable with. So
for those of you in Minnesota, the Giveaway Lodge has a Facebook page. And if you want more information, you can go to sacredkitchen.com, which is, I think you have a new website kind of in the works, right, Horst?
Yeah, we're adding one of the people that got involved is Cassandra Gail Schneller, and she's a holistic nutritionalist. And so we're looking at how nutrition plays in this, too, as far as, you know, what we eat and what we digest is very important. And not only just, you know, the food and the liquids, but, you know, what are we seeing in the world and what are we promoting and all of those things. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so her site is sacredkitchen.com, and then we also have our Facebook page, The Giveaway Lodge.
Mm-hmm. So, and there's a few things that people can do now, right? I know you've already started the circles kind of for this year, but...
So we... You're welcome to come out. If you're in Minnesota, you're welcome to come out on a Friday night. We have the Friday Fires. You can go to our Facebook page and RSVP there. They do fill out pretty quickly. And then the other things that we do is occasionally we'll invite people into kind of what we experience here in the studio. And it's about a four-hour session. And it kind of has you explore what's possible in your life and how you can take that into your family and with your loved ones and so forth, especially if you've never experienced anything like this before, because it's a real safe environment to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the Giveaway Lodge is really a place of healing, and it's a very peaceful, amazing place. I always feel at peace there when I'm there.
Thank you. Yeah. We work with vets with PTSD and we work with really severe trauma. This is just kind of like peeling the first level of the onion.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is self-care, so that by the time that you leave, that you have the tools that you need so that you're not continually going out to other people to get whatever that energy is or whatever. Mm-hmm. It really is you're learning how to do that yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So go to the Giveaway Lodge on Facebook and sacredkitchen.com. website, and we will put both of these things up here in the chat room, and I can put them also on the Facebook page. So, you know, if you're looking for more opportunities, I think that you on the Giveaway Lodge, you say if there's something happening like a stand like the Sacred Fires, for example, and like these 4-hour sacred listening circles,
yeah,
you put that out there as events.
Yeah, we put those out there as events. So if you like mm-hmm. our page and you want us to contact you, then we let you know what those events are.
Yes. So you know, look for that. And we just have a couple of minutes left. So, Heidi, any final thoughts?
I just thought this was really interesting, and I'd love to try it again.
Yes. Just me too. Horst, will you come back, and we'll try
it again?
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be awesome. So it'd be awesome to do it from the Giveaway Lodge at some point.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Yeah. I think that would be really
fun. Mm-hmm.
Be in the summertime, and
mm-hmm.
we could be outside.
We could be outside, and yeah. just got to figure out a little bit about the communication. But Dave's here; he can help us.
Yeah,
we got other people.
We can figure it out. Yeah, because I never get a signal up at your place. So we'll work on that for next time. But Gee, I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm kind of speechless right now, Heidi.
I think you're still in a trance.
Maybe.
I think you got sucked in. And
I think I did. I did. It's all good.
Floating.
So
18 inches above your body.
Well, thank you, Horace, for being here. And thank you for all of our
Thanks to everybody.
Peeps here and those of you who have participated. Awesome. Good job.
And Anita for bringing the cake.
And Anita
for it was very good. It was delicious.
Yeah. And for everyone out there listening to us, thanks for listening. Sarge, our awesome producer who, you know, goes through a lot with us.
Yeah.
But I think he had an easy time tonight. Maybe.
With us.
With us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one quick thing, if you haven't entered back in your body, it would be very important.
Please do so.
To do so now.
Okay, I think he's talking about me.
Anyone listening, and Stephanie, if you have not entered your body and are still 18 inches
I had a hard enough time driving over here tonight. I mean, what am I going to do on the way home?
Yeah. Please.
Oh, my gosh. Miss Pearl, bring me home.
Yeah. Set the GPS course to home and off you go.
That's right.
No, yeah, just be safe, everybody out there. And thanks to everybody who were, you know, listening. And I apologize if you weren't able to hear pieces of it, but we will have the video on our Facebook page. So go ahead and check that out within a day or two. I'm sure we'll have that up.
Yep.
So you can check it out if there's any troops listening.
Heidi, one more thing.
Yeah.
This week. We've been on the air for 5 years.
Oh, it is our five-year anniversary.
It is our five-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
And we are going to have a show with Kristen at some point.
We will.
In February.
Yep.
So, yes. So, yes. 5 years. Unbelievable.
I know.
Missy.
That's crazy.
I know.
Five years.
Anyway, I had to put that out there.
That is, yeah, we almost forgot to mention it because we talked about it and then we almost forgot.
We did. Yeah.
So, good job, us.
Yeah, good job, us.
Good job.
We're just awesome.
And yeah, we'll have a little five-year party at some point here.
For sure. With our original three. Original three of us.
With Kristen as well.
Yeah.
So any troops out there, like I was saying, thanks for tuning in if you're listening, and be safe. And thank you for your service. Any vets and listeners, thank you. Para X, of course, thank you for hosting us. We always just love being here.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
Yep. Everyone have a good week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.